A change of guard. That's what we think might be happening, or is it? Well, Paul Mashatile, who of course was elected the deputy president of the governing party, expected to be sworn in as an MP today, a member of parliament, comes hot on the heels by the announcement by the current deputy president, or the former, which is it really? David Mabuza announcing on Saturday that he's left office, he has resigned, only for the presidency to say, well, hang on, hold your horses, not just yet. We have to work out the details of that departure. So what on earth is going on and what might be at play behind the scenes? To help us unpack all of that, Dr. Ongama Mdimka is a political analyst, and I dare say, talking of career highlights, of course, you recently became Dr. Mdimka. Has the dust settled?
It has. Thanks a lot. Good morning to you, Bongani, and your listener. Thank you for having me this morning.
All right, let's talk. What's going on? Lots of speculation around maneuverings behind the scenes. Firstly, David Mabuza saying to that audience at that funeral in Mpumalanga that he's resigned, only for the presidency to sort of contradict him?
Sure. It's an interesting one, Bongani. It appears to me like a tactical tug of war over the manner of Mabuza's exit. He wants to control the narrative as things appear, or in fact even wants to force the president's hand should this be part of a bigger gambit. You'd know that in antiquity, kings preferred to control the manner in which they died rather than have an enemy plunge their sword through their vitals. Excuse the graphic language, but if this is part of a bigger ploy, given the proximity that has been alleged before between Mashatile and Mabuza, the resignation could well have been an attempt to force the president's hand, with Didi presenting himself as a sacrificial lamb for a bigger political project. But at this stage, it's very difficult to say what's truly at play here. So the easiest for me is it's Mabuza attempting to frame this more in self-determination rather than being a victim of a reshuffle.
All right, play the long game, if you will. If it is indeed a preemptive move, right, in that vein, as you've just alluded to here, Mashatile would presumably then get in. What's the reward for Mabuza down the line?
That's interesting. So we do know that the president faces some degree of vulnerability at the level of the state, given the investigations that are taking place, even though his position at a party level seems very much consolidated. If Mabuza is thinking that Mashatile is a potential successor, either before President Cyril Ramaphosa, or if President faces a crisis in the near future, then he would, his act of sacrifice, if it is indeed, then presents him well within a future in which Mashatile would be in charge. If it is about the longer game of the 2027 conference, then it may be that Mabuza is going to go rebuild on the ground, and then come and lodge a political comeback to leading to that conference. But also, it's also a possibility, Mongani, that this may well be a strategic exit for Mabuza.
There's also, of course, speculation about what might happen in 2024 should the ANC dip below 50%. Whichever coalition partner they may start having conversations with, the position of deputy president will suddenly be a very, very fat carrot to dangle.
Yes, it will be. As much as even the president's position, I think that what we have seen with the coalition environment is that smaller parties can bargain very hard for positions. And in fact, by the way, this might explain why Paul Mashatile would rather come in now when there's more certainty that, you know, ANC deputy presidency translates to a role within the state, rather than await another few months, over a year, in fact, only for the ANC to drop below 50% and, you know, not in fact be in government in a meaningful role.
Gosh, the EFF, of course, as always, commenting on internal issues of the ANC, suggesting that there is some credence to the idea that Ramaphosa might not finish his second term, should he even get one. Your thoughts?
It's an interesting one. Obviously, he started the second term at the level of the party. At the level of the state, I think it's a function of the fact that, one, the ANC drops below 50%, and secondly, that he will not be a factor in that 2027 conference. So if the party falls into the hands of some other grouping, that's almost a guarantee now, Bongani. It's an entrenched tendency within the ANC. By the way, if you look at this cabinet reshuffle, it means that it's no longer just the president that becomes a victim of a power shift at the level of the party, but even the deputy and everybody else that's in cabinet. It's a very unfortunate situation that the ANC has created, by the way. This one of making the state and stability thereof be a subject of the power dynamics at the party level. Instead of doing one of two things, being patient enough to allow those who are at the state to continue their terms, even if they lose power at the level of the party, or simply align the terms of the president's or the leadership of the party to be aligned with government terms.
What do you think the president needs to do here to show his strength, to show the consolidation within the party that you referred to in terms of the imminent reshuffle? Who should stay? Who should go?
That's interesting. My general view has been that it's time to get rid of all the politicians that have been there since the 90s, early 2000s, purely because South Africa needs a lot more new energy, and that cannot come from people who feel they've tried and tested different ideas with no results. And in fact, and have nothing much to offer by way of energy, even if their wisdom might have, you know, increased over time. So my biggest issue, and I'm excited about Marupini Ramakgopa's swearing in, is that younger and younger MPs should be made to go into cabinet so that you can infuse new energy in that cabinet.
The question is this the president, one for bold moves, for imagination, or is he a safety first type of guy? Dr. Ongama Mdimka, appreciate your time as always. Their political analyst commenting on the political intrigues, the palace intrigues, if you will, happening at the moment. Cersei Lannister's words, come back to me. You play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die. Tsikwe.